Thank you for that testimony. We'll go to New Mexico, Patrick Brenner. Please identify yourself and proceed with 2 minutes of testimony.
Firstly, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Very good. Esteemed committee members, my name is Patrick Brenner. Thank you for allowing me to testify today. I am a consumer advocate and the president of the Southwest Public Policy Institute. In January 2022, New Mexico adopted a rate cap law similar to Senate Bill 39. The proponents of the measure said not to worry about the impact on access to credit. However, traditional banks and credit unions have not filled the void. I want to ask you a question with respect. Have any of you actually tried to apply for a Wells Fargo small dollar loan? Because I have. I personally tested the accessibility for emergency credit by applying for small dollar loans from major banks and credit unions in New Mexico after the rate cap. Despite applying to institutions like Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, and 15 credit unions, I was universally rejected by all the banks, and I received conditional approval from just 2 credit unions. I spent roughly 20 hours attempting to secure just 1 emergency loan, a task which is nearly impossible for most consumers, especially those experiencing financial emergencies. Why is this so difficult? Just looking at Wells Fargo, to obtain a small dollar loan, you first have to open a checking account, which requires you to have money in the first place for a deposit, and then you also have to be a consumer in good standing for at least a year with recurring direct deposits. Then they will determine whether or not you are eligible. Credit unions have similar requirements, except they conduct hard credit inquiries when you apply, which lowers your credit score and increases your borrowing costs. My personal credit score dropped over 100 points when I was looking for just a small $500 loan. I urge the committee to recognize the shortcomings of Senate Bill 39 as being firsthand in New Mexico. The assurances that banks and credit unions would fill the void have not been met, and the complex and lengthy approval processes, along with the negative impact on credit scores, create further disadvantages for subprime consumers. In closing, I ask the committee to oppose the legislation and consider these real-world impacts coupled with the need for balanced regulations that ensure credit access for all, particularly those in precarious financial situations.